Now, when I used to make the regular trip to Houston, I'd bank all my stars, and then I would tend to redeem on the drive to Houston, and I'd have free foo-foo drinks on the way out there. I could load them up with caffeine for the cannonball run, because it was about 22 hours door to door, and that's not including, that's just pure drive time. That's not including any stops or whatnot. So I would tend to burn. I'd try to get as much as I could. I'd get up at 0:30, get on the road, because I can drive in the dark when I'm fresh and just getting on the road. I can do that for an hour or two. So I could, but what I don't like is after I've been on the road for 10, 12 hours, driving in the dark. And it was later in the year always, for the one trip, so staying around Thanksgiving. So, it was getting dark a little earlier, and I didn't like driving when I was really tired and I'd been on the road all day and then it got dark. But I would try to burn just as many miles as I possibly could on that first day. Usually I'd get deep into Missouri if I went that route, or I'd get almost to Memphis if I went that route. And, and then that would make a shorter drive the next day. But that required caffeine, is my point.
Oh, yeah, that would require quite a bit of caffeine.